Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Nearly 500,000 children in Los Angeles are out of school today because bus drivers, cafeteria workers, classroom aides, and custodians are on strike. The workers are asking the LA Unified School District for higher wages and better working conditions. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho leads the second largest school district in the country. He told Fox 11 News that the three-day strike will hurt students who've already fallen behind.
We do not need to debate or litigate the fact that during the pandemic, kids lost a lot of ground. Students in poverty, students with disabilities, they can ill afford to be out of school.
Joining us now is Mariana Dale, early childhood reporter at LAist, who's been covering this story. Mariana, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So the strike is shuttering schools, as we just mentioned, but this is going through Thursday. There have been big crowds of school workers rallying for support. Explain to us more of who is striking and the working conditions they currently have that they want improved, because just to be clear, it's not the main classroom teachers on strike, right?
That's right. It's a lot of the support staff that nonetheless are essential to the function of a school. You have your bus drivers, your cafeteria workers, some gardeners as well. They have been in negotiations with the district for the last year over their working conditions, their wages, and benefits. Although that is not at the heart of this strike. The union has said that the district has threatened and intimidated its members, and so they filed what's called unfair labor practices against the district, and that is what is at the heart of this three-day work stoppage. But you can't really divorce the wage issue from all of this. The union is seeking a 30% increase for its members. They say on average they earn about $25,000 a year, many of them working part-time. They want to get that up to $37,000 a year.
And they also asking for things like health benefits and longer working hours. Many of them don't really even get a full-time work slate. Tell us, Mariana, what has the district offered?
So it's a little bit hard to kind of fact check a lot of these negotiations because they are happening in confidence. But last night at a press conference, Superintendent Carvalho said the district's last offer is a 23% raise plus an additional cash bonus. He's calling this historic and saying that there's still room to continue negotiating, but the two parties have not been at the table together.
So you talked with some of the people right at the center of this. Let's listen to Yolanda Reed, who's a special education assistant in the district.
Just being with children for me is the highlight of my day. I leave my job every day happy, despite the other situations that we're fighting about.
How critical are workers like Yolanda Reed to schools?
Yeah, let's take Reed as an example. She's a special education assistant. She tells me she works one-on-one with a high school student who has epilepsy. She is there throughout the day to assist her from 9 a.m. to when the school day ends. She administers her medications. She even says that she's responsible for clearing her airway in the event that she has a seizure. So this is really basic safety for a lot of these students. And what struck me about talking to Ms. Reed is that she is sometimes with her students for years at a time. She's been with this particular high school student throughout her entire high school career. And so especially for students with disabilities, really their school day would not function without these support staff that are striking right now.
And so let's just talk quickly for a moment about actions that the district is taking in response to the strike. Are they making any resources available to help parents and students?
Yeah, it's been a scramble over the last couple of days to pull things together. The one thing that's critical for many of these students is food. Students rely on schools for their meals, and so the district has set up grab-and-go sites where families can pick up food to last them for the next 3 days. Also up there in terms of importance is childcare. The district is opening about 150 school campuses with limited care, and just to get a sense of that capacity, they're estimating estimating they can provide childcare for about 12,000 students, and that's in a district with more than 422,000 students.
Well, we will continue to follow your reporting. That's the LAist's Mariana Dale. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.